we're going to do it 5 times, huh?
Yeah.
And sing it with love. This is the mantra, Theya, which is going to take away all obstacles in the life of Theya. See? The relative, all removes relative obstructions. This mantra, because it's really, you're invoking those who are actually all enlightened. And there's three mantras. It has the main mantra of the fully enlightened ones. Namokar mantra is the other name for it. Then the Vaishnava mantra and the Jain, and then the Shaivai mantra. And then the one for the general world. So we will sing it together. The meanings are already there in front of you. Namo Vitragai, Namo Arihantanam, Namo Siddhanam, Namo Aryariyanam, Namo Vatsayanam, Namo So panchana mukaro sava pava panashano mangalanam cha savesim padamam havai mangalam om namo bhagavate vasudevai om namah shivaya Namo Vitragaya, Namo Arihantanam, Namo Siddhanam, Namo Aryariyanam, Namo Vatsayanam, Namo Esso Panchana Mukaro Sava Pava Panashano Mangalanam Chasavesim Padamam Havai Mangalam Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namah Shivaya Namo Vitragaya, Namo Arihantanam, Namo Siddhanam, Namo Ayariyanam, Namo Vatsayanam, Namo So panchana mukaro sava pava panashano mangalanam cha savesim padamam havai mangalam om namo bhagavate vasudevaya om namah shivaya Namo Vitragaya, Namo Arihantanam, Namo Siddhanam, Namo Ayariyanam, Namo Vatsayanam, Namo So panchana mukaro sava pava panashano mangalanam cha savesim padamam havai mangalam om namo bhagavate vasudevaya
so vanchana mukaro sarva pava karnashano mangalanam cha savesim padhamam havai mangalam om namo bhagavate vasudevaya om namah shivaya
We added a little bit called Namo Vitaragai, and that is, that encompasses everybody that we are addressing. So when you say Namo Vitaragai, I bow down to the one who is without attachment or abhorrence, absolutely free from attachment and abhorrence, is a Vitaraga. Like these Vitaraga lords who sit, yes, Vitaraga, no affectation at all. Okay, so.
So the question was
open discussion. Yes.
So the question was they wanted to know a little bit more about the Gnan with the ceremony, just in short, so that they can have an idea of what it is and something like that. I guess that is the question.
All suffering and the basis of all suffering, the root cause of all suffering, is this deep identification and the indelible conviction that I am Theya. You walk around with the biggest deceit in life, which is you are saying something that you are really not. See? You are continually establishing in your worldly interactions also as if you are behaving, you are like Theya. Whereas it is really this form complex that has happened which is interacting with this world and suffering or enjoying suffering of pleasure or pain. It is happening to her and it is dying its natural death and you do not want to die with it. You want to awaken even as she is dying. You want to die even as you are alive. And to die to this that is formed and which is dying automatically, and to come to the S capital, to the realization of who you really are within these thought, speech and action complex of Theya, is self-realization. It is very simple. It is not a very complicated thing. It is simpler than making a sandwich. Only thing is, the sandwich maker, you have to have access to it. It's this making of the sandwich, once you come in front of the one who makes the sandwich, is very easy. The person who has the knowledge to separate you from the world of Theya and therefore move you away from this current permanent identification that I am Theya and bring you to your own self, which is the pure soul that you are, and to give you an indelible conviction and never let it be wiped out from that point on, that can only be attained by the grace of one who has the knowledge of that separation. And such a one is a Gnani Purush. We have access to such a person. He is the third generation Gnani that is going on right now. Gnani is not any human being. It is a Gnan process. It is the technique. He is knowledge himself. He is himself is beyond the body, mind, speech complex of his own self. And he is installed, he is Brahmanished, he is forever living in the self, and he is constantly involved in ways in which other human beings can come to the awakening of their own self. The difference between this Gnani here and this Gnani here is that this Gnani said, inquire and you will get there. And we have seen the results of it. If this Gnani says it is impossible for you to do it through your own efforts, especially in the current time cycle where there is no unity of thought, speech and actions. Whatever Theya thinks, or she will say something differently and she ends up doing totally something different. So that was possible at some time, but it is no longer possible, and therefore what are we to do? Therefore we have to go to somebody who will do it for us. Not having that light is the reason why we collide and clash in our lives with other human beings. Not having that light is the reason why there is so much suffering and multiplication of the suffering. And so it is a very easy way, it takes only one evening of your life. Only one evening.
So, does he travel? I mean,
he does travel.
He does,
yes, he does travel.
But he has his ashrams.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he has got his main center in Simandar city, which is in Gandhinagar, which is 1.5 hour west of Gandhinagar, the capital of Gujarat, or Ahmedabad. And from the airport by cab, it is only 1/2 hour, and you are in the world of these people who are there. So, it's very easy. If you have a choice, number one choice to get the Gnanvidhi, then that is the place to go. That is the place to come.
You'll be there in March.
It's a day.
There's going to be
March
19th.
This one. There's
going to be there one in March.
It's very, very beautiful up there.
If you can go to that one, that would be the best one to go to. Are you around in March?
Yeah. Antar also. Will you also be up there?
She will be there.
Yeah, you'll be there also.
So you'll have some friends. You'll have some friends, familiar faces. You know, I won't be there. I leave on March 1st. But it's not important. There are a lot of people like me who will help you. Okay? And really...
Can I ask questions as
yes.
they come? So,
please come. I can.
Oh, sorry.
Come closer.
So, when you say people to help, do you need some... what am I trying to say? Can you just go and experience it and receive that way? Or do I need... Like today, if I hadn't have spoken English, I wouldn't have understood.
If today you had not interacted this, well, ideally, this is what it is. You are already prepared for it. You know, you are ready to accept it. You say, yes, I would like to receive this light of knowledge.
But it's not talks.
No talks. No talks. The talks may be there, but because there are so many people from different walks of life, with different levels of background, spiritual background, wanting to clear off their misconceptions about what is going to happen to them in the Gnanvidhi, or even trying to decide whether they should sit in the Gnanvidhi or not, you see. And so there are lots of people, most of them are Indians, Gujaratis or Hindi-speaking people, few Westerners, but anybody is free to ask whatever questions. But once everybody's questions are taken care of, then the next process is the Gnanvidhi, where the Gnani takes over. You don't have to do anything. Really, it's like sitting on the conveyor belt as I am Theya and coming out on the other side as I am pure soul, I am enlightened. You see? And you, not only that, but you will also be given very specific lights of knowledge, very specific lights that you can use and that will sustain your newfound state of enlightenment. It is not something that becomes only a theoretical experience. It takes hold in the Gnanvidhi and it rises from there, just like the second phase of the moon, progressively towards full enlightenment. It does not promise you full enlightenment like these Gnanis, but he has devised a way of getting you there, and a very scientific and sure way of getting you there. And really, as with this new light, you see everybody, because you are given the divine vision which Lord Krishna gave to Arjuna, that divine vision that makes me see the pure soul in the gentleman who just left, or the lady who just left, you see, without any reactions whatsoever. And on the contrary, sending positive signals for something that will may let him see it. Whether he wants it or not is a different matter. So there is an inner vision that awakens, which is called the divine vision, or the Divya Chakshu, which he had and which he is giving to everybody. Okay? That vision is very beautiful. The instant application of that vision is instant bliss. Yes, because it is newly received, it requires practice, you see. You know, you've been used to saying, I am Theya, I am Theya, I am Theya. You're not going to stop becoming Theya for the world, you will still remain the same externally, but this is the inner vision which you've never had, which rises within you, which never to leave but only to rise in a vertical manner progressively. See? So really nothing for you to do. And the five sentences after the end of the Gnanvidhi, which lasts 48 minutes, takes about an hour. You have to listen very carefully, understand it. There will be a lot of people who will make you understand the subtle nuances of it. Very powerful, beautiful sentences that really uphold the state of who you are and also give you very specific keys of how Theya is to handle situations and events and individuals who try to create storms within her life and her inner world, and to be done with them in a very beautiful and non-binding way, so you are done with it, done with them. Every human being that you meet in this life is not an accident. Anyone who says, "Hi Theya," alright, "Hi Chrissy," you know, "Christina," they are actually unsettled accounts of past life. We do not know them. The Gnani in his enlightened worldview and infinite vision knows that. He has seen it. He saw it all in his 1958 explosion when it happened to him. And for a significant period after he became enlightened, he really was in the process of clearing his accounts with all these people that he met from birth till his moment of enlightenment. There is a way about it. We haven't talked about it yet now, but you will get. See, we have just come to introduce this Gnanvidhi, but it's simple. It'll be a very pleasant environment. The staying quarters are comfortable. You will be very welcome there.
It's a very beautiful temple there that we were speaking about.
To your question about the support, I'd say, like for me in the beginning, it was very helpful to have the other Westerners around, so this is taking care of most of your questions, especially on the organizational thing. Like when it's more in-depth question, then for sure it is about the Gnani, but for me in the beginning, there's so many books which is written in very simple terms, so this is in the beginning all that you need, like the simple books for introduction which are available there, and like some Westerners around, and there will be, who clear out like organizational questions or preliminary doubts. So I think this is all, if you have questions about how well you're taking care, that is no problem there. And not no deep knowledge that you need before. So all these booklets answer in a way all the immediate questions, I'd say.
Yeah. And he's so right. Sometimes reading too much before the Gnanvidhi only makes it difficult. Just come, you know, if you are saying, "I am bumping into difficulties in life or inner stuff and I want freedom," that's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is there for you. You don't have to worry whether you understand what is being said in the Gnanvidhi, as we said, because this that is transmitted or this that happens doesn't require too much of a time in the 48-minute process. Were you there in the morning? No? No. Yeah.
No,
she
came
out.
Do you have any more questions about the Gnanvidhi? The ceremony?
No, only a practical one. Only practical question, like, I mean, how you book and those kind of things.
How you book?
Yeah, but that is only.
How
can speak to you afterwards more in detail about how to go about that?
Yeah, they will help you.
Yeah,
it's only practical questions,
easy.
Logistical questions.
Yes,
so how do I get there? How do I get it?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Actually, you can fill all that in.
Yeah, Gayatri is just the person. Where are you from, Theya?
England?
Yeah. Yes. Where in England? Are you from London?
I didn't grow up in London, but...
When are you going back to London?
April.
Are you going to be around in England?
First week of April, we got big programs. So, but...
the Isle of Wight, in the Easter weekend, we're all going to be there for 4 or 5 days. So if you receive the Gyan in March and you're there, it's also very cheap to do this program. It's not costly.
Mm-hmm.
You can come and spend 5 days and go deep into it there also.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a perfect...
And just also to clarify that this knowledge is absolutely free. There is no money involved. The only time that you pay some money is for your accommodation and food, but still it's very, very affordable. So there is no one who's making money or anything of this.
Okay.
What about you, Chris? Have you any questions regarding the Gyan Vidhi?
Excuse me, just
yeah.
I think
sure.
I'm getting a cold.
Is it easy?
Okay, sure, but turn it off.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll open this a little bit, it gets more sun for you. Would you like that?
This window behind you, you can open.
No, you get a little more sun, so you will get a little warm.
But maybe you could open the actual window itself, let the warm air.
The sun. We're sorry.
Thank you for telling us. Besides March, what other months is he in India?
Oh, his big programs start here from September onwards, and in October and November and December, there are lots of programs. People from all over, all the followers come here, and beautiful weather here, never no worry about rain, so large crowds can be gathering outside. So November, December, January, November, late October, November, December are great, and early January, mid-January are great times.
Does he come
over
this side?
Does he come over here? Well,
that's what I met him, coach him.
Oh, did you?
And he was on a yatra with 1,200 of his followers.
Oh,
he was doing a big tour of the south.
And
we hooked up with him there, and my feeling is that he's probably going to... My intuition is he's going to come here in 2 years' time with in one of those yatras, and then we'll make it available here. But if you really want to go in depth into it, my advice to you would be take the Gyan, go to Simhadar City, and particularly at this January month, end of December, January, is a big... That's where we just all come from. It's about 1 month up there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you go very, very deep with it.
Mm-hmm.
So after you've taken the Gyan, for it to take hold, my opinion is to spend some in-depth time. Experience and opinion is go up there and spend a month with him and others around them. Then you will really go on to the inside of it in a very profound way, and I think that's been all our experience, huh?
Yeah. For me, especially in the beginning, like now was a beautiful deepening in winter time, and especially in the beginning was very helpful for me for being around other Western Mahatmas, because there's similar entrance problems and there was a lot of keys interchanged within each other, and this was really helping. Plus you have the support over the internet, so if you have that chance, or Isle of Wight, the Shibir would be a beautiful experience too.
And also what is also available is that we know this also on the internet. Also. So you can always ask questions, and it's also very nice. And also up in Gujarati, everything is in Gujarati, but Vinobhai is helping us, he's translating, so making the knowledge available to us also in that way.
I came across a very beautiful sutra of Dada. Sutra, like one of the easiest, there is Arta Sutra, and this one sutra is very interesting. He never wrote any books, but this is a compilation of beautiful sentences that he spoke. And it's a total compilation of 4,232 aphorisms, beautiful ones, related to this Gnan. And he says, and I translate sutra number 1499, he says, when we give Gnan, he addresses himself as we, because he identifies the Gnani and the fully enlightened one together. So when we give Gnan, he says, that Gnan itself is such that there will be peace within. But it won't be enough if you just stop there. You will need to know the we Gnan, the science. And he says, just as in a scientific experiment you need all the ingredients, and if there is one ingredient missing, the experiment will not proceed properly, will it? Therefore, in the same way, you will need to understand, having once arrived, this is more for us here, having once arrived, you will need to understand this Vignan of ours completely. And this is, I mean, you know, it's so beautiful because he makes the separation between Gnan and Vignan. Gnan is the initial thing that everybody receives. And then there is the real Purushart, which is the inner endeavor. of the person, in the thing that the driving force, the hunger, this that you want to know more about it, that takes in, and once that kicks in, then it is moving in the direction of Vijnan, the science, and the higher the applications and the understanding of this Gnan, it kicks into the Vijnan mode, which is on an autopilot. Because
but
now,
this is just what I want to share. In the beginning, especially pre-Gnan, it seemed like a doing, but there was just like once this feeling, the separation, was hitting me, the really big wave in summer, there is no question, and this effort and this wanting to understand more is arising naturally and pulls you in the direction. So it's not some, oh, I have to put an effort, I have to do an understanding.
Mm.
It's just an inner drive which pulls you along in a way, because it's
mm.
such, you know, this is more beautiful and more blissful than I've ever experienced, and it gets very clear from that point.
Mm. I absolutely agree with that. Me too. I don't really like to read books. I'm not a very intellectual person. I receive more on a level of energy or way of the heart, and it's just the more I see of this knowledge, I see how incredibly beautiful and simple it is, and the deeper I go in it, the more available I am to it, the more it opens itself to me, and the more I start to understand of the science of, and I'm receiving more knowledge, and it's very, very helpful. So, but it's very effortless, because I like it.
I think the conscious, I've known Vish for Vishwamitra for a long time. I think what really stood out for me there was with the and this is a great learning for Siddhartha and all of this, with the Advaita viewpoint, there's just sort of this negation of the realms of the world. There's no responsibility for what's going on. You hurt someone, it doesn't really matter, it's all an illusion, blah blah blah. And you get yourself in this trap, just with the self trap, and you might necessarily even be in the experience of it. It's even conceptual, but what this has opened up for me is the real deep understanding as to what's going on in the relative world,
mm-hmm.
and where is Siddhartha in the relative world, and how is this whole thing manifesting, and how can we really be done with the relative world, not by just wiping out and saying it's an illusion. And that piece for me, combined with the experience of the lightness of the self coming up,
mm-hmm.
has been, as Vinod keeps saying, it's a bird of the wing, both sides of the wing, where you can really fly with this. If you don't have that understanding of how the world is run and who really is the doer in the world, then it just, because I've seen it, I've been in this whole Advaita thing for so long, and I've seen people fall flat on their face because they don't have that understanding. And it's not a level of like being goody-goody and doing the right thing in the world. It's just the light of understanding of how it's being run, and with that some natural changes come forth. So it's not on the level of doership, it's just the light of understanding of the relative existence, which is so pristine and so clear and spoken in a way that you've never heard before, and more it becomes your experience, and there's no doubt about it. Initially it might be a conceptual thing, and then the more you get into it, becomes, this is real, this is true, I can see it manifesting and falling, I have tools to work with it. So that's like a big on the relative. And before that, we're all going around with, what the hell is going on? Why is this happening? Why is this coming into my life? And all of a sudden you're like, ah, now I see. From the relative aspect and from the absolute, from the real aspect. And it's those two that bring this up in a way that I have not seen anything else. So I think we'll get close to finishing.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you.
Very beautiful feeling. A small family here,
mm-hmm.
all connected. You know, you're already there, even though you're not there. You know, you're very much part of us. And that is the beauty of the Gnani. He has said, this Dada of ours has said, that even if somebody has seen my back, he will get liberated forever. Even if he has seen my back from a distance, he will get liberated. What grace!
And then we have our living Gyani Deepak Bhai, who which is there in Gujarat, and that's a phenomenon to behold. Mm. It's just like,
he is, you'll fall in love with him,
yeah.
Which is the right man to fall in love with.
Yeah. Right, for everybody.
Oh, you should see the girls over there. Just, you don't see anyone except him. And he's a handsome young fellow. And very wonderful. But the real beauty is within and in his words. And in his love. And in his darshan. And in his ways. And his precise care for each and everyone who comes in front of him. It's very beautiful. Very, very beautiful.
You can't help but love him.
And then fall in love.
You just get deeper and deeper. He's like an innocent child with such deep wisdom at the same time, both those things going on in a very, very real way. It's just like, wow.
You have that book.